Praise the Lord.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. Amen. Good evening, everybody. I count it an honor to be here. I appreciate the executives. Thank you first and foremost for your patience. We had all kinds of light issues, but we thank God that we are here in the name of Jesus Christ. And my assignment this night is just to honor our session tonight. So in 5-10 minutes, we are going to be done, just to share a scripture and we pray, and then we'll be able to make up in the sessions that we have ahead. Are we fine on that? Praise the name of the Lord. But then, it is often said that one word from the Lord can transform you. So even if it is for 5 minutes, let me just have your attention whilst we pray. Against us, thank you. I consider it an honor to be here and to share the word of God. I do not take it for granted. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Father, we have come because we love you. We pray in Jesus' name that you will speak to us, even at this conference. Help us and open our eyes, the eyes of our spirits, to understand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Just for the next 5-10 minutes, I want to speak in line with your team doing exploits. I want to speak on the power of knowledge. The power of knowledge. Daniel chapter 11, please, and verse 32. Daniel 11 and verse 32. I'm speaking for the next 5-10 minutes just to bless our hearts very briefly before we go on our retreat tonight. The power of knowledge. The Bible says, I'll just quote it for the sake of time. The B part says, but the people that do know their God, it says they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. The people that do know their God. The scripture is projected. Please look at it very carefully. You would notice that there are three major stages that control exploits. Number one is knowledge. The Bible says the people that do know. So the foundation for biblical exploits is knowledge. Somebody please shout, say knowledge. One more time, say knowledge. It says, the people that do know, the second stage is that they shall be transformation. Everyone say transformation. And then they shall do. The people that do know, they shall be, and then they shall do. This has been the irrefutable pathway to a life of exploits, whether in the secular or in the kingdom. It always starts with knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, the prophet began to lament, and here's what he said, speaking by the Spirit. He says, my people are destroyed. Chapter 4 and verse 6, Hosea. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He says, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou be no priest unto me. My people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. Because of the lack of knowledge. Now, it's very interesting, and I think I must lay this very powerful foundation, that the kingdom of God is built, exploits in this kingdom is built on light, illumination, revelation. This is a kingdom that is knowledge driven. Inasmuch as we have infinite possibilities in Christ, but our ability to walk in the truth of those things that have been finished in Christ will depend on the extent of our knowledge. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 18. The Bible, Paul speaking in Ephesus, here's what he had to say. He says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. So when your understanding is darkened, the Bible says you can be alienated from the life of God. Inasmuch as the life of God is a life of victory, the life of God is a life of advancement, the life of God is an all-surpassing life. Just knowing that Jesus died to give you victory, just knowing that Jesus died to see to it that you become the head, does not automatically mean that you will be the head in truth. It takes knowledge. Knowledge. The last scripture, and then we'll pray for tonight. Very interesting scripture. Pay attention to it. John chapter 8 and verse 32. Jesus is teaching now, and he made a very instructive statement. John chapter 8 and verse 32. If we have it projected, I'd like us to read together. If you can see it, I hope you can see it. If you can see it, let's read together. One, two, read. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. One more time, please. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free or make you free. Now, please look up. This is very powerful, because the Bible here reveals to us that knowledge on its own does not bring liberty, except the information that the knowledge is based on is accurate. The key word here is not knowledge. The key word here is truth. You shall know the truth. That means you can know a lie. Just because you have knowledge does not mean you have liberty. It must be knowledge of the truth. The information that your knowledge is based on matters. There are many people who are passionate about knowledge, but it may be that what you know may not be the truth. The Bible says if you will ever experience liberty, freedom, exploits, it's not enough to have knowledge. You must know the truth. Please, someone say the truth. Scripture says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. It says, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Can I announce to you, respectfully speaking, the truth is not what you want to hear. The truth is not an opinion you are used to. The truth is reality from God's standpoint. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. I must know the truth to be free. I must know the truth to walk in liberty. There is the truth concerning kingdom wealth and prosperity. There is the truth concerning divine health and longevity. There is the truth concerning exploits and influence. There is the truth concerning character and holiness and excellence. There is the truth concerning protection. Just because you have knowledge does not mean you will be free. It is the knowledge of the truth. So conferences like this are designed for us to not just have knowledge, information, but for us to know the truth. Our prayer all through this conference must be, God, open me up to the truth. If what I have known is not the truth, then replace it in my life with the truth. It is dangerous to have knowledge. Knowledge that is not able to produce results. And knowledge that puffs up. We live in a world that is full of a lot of arrogance. Everybody claiming, I know the way to this, I know the way to that. But my Bible says wisdom is justified by her children. The truth that you know must be assessed based on the result that it produces, and the consistency of that information to and with the character of Christ. Our prayer very quickly tonight before we retreat is a cry and a desperation for truth. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Jesus himself is called the truth. Here's what he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I made up my mind that I will stay with God and I will stay with the Word of God, and any information that I have received that is not the truth, that the Holy Spirit will help me take it out of my life so that I will have the information that is consistent with God's word and God's character to produce exploits. If you're with me, please say amen. There is something you may be believing about God that is wrong. There is something you may believe about the devil that is wrong. There is something you may believe about finances that is wrong. There may be something you believe about family and excellence that is wrong. In a conference like this, we must be open-hearted and say, Lord, I cast my crown, I break my pride. If there is anything I've held on to that is responsible for defeat, if there is anything I've held on to that is responsible for mediocrity, take it away from my life so that I will be able to rise and represent the purposes of God. Ignorance is dangerous, but when you have knowledge of a lie, it is equally dangerous. Something, write this down please if you're writing, and then we'll pray. Something I do not know may be responsible for the limitation in my life. Now please, I do not mean to insult your pedigree. This is a men's meeting. I know that there are people here who are captains of industry, veterans in different fields, and I do not intend by any means to insult your pedigree. I apologize sincerely if it suggests that I'm doing so. It is an attempt to challenge us to the end that we can bear fruit and fruits that abide. Hallelujah. So please write this. Something I do not know may be responsible for the limitations in my life. It's an uncomfortable truth, but it's a powerful truth. Something I do not know may be responsible for the limitation in my life. Always, financially, spiritually, intellectually, in terms of influence, in terms of advancement. Something I do not know may be responsible for the limitations in my life. Number two, the second thing I want you to write tonight is something I may have known but not believed is equally responsible for the limitations in my life. Something I may have known but not believed may equally be responsible for the limitations in my life. We've written two things now. Number one, that something I do not know, behind my frustrations, behind my limitations, behind my agitations, behind a Christian experience that is not fruitful and not glorifying to Jesus, may be ignorance. May not be that I'm a bad person, but it may just be that I do not have sufficient knowledge to bring victory to my life. Something I do not know may be responsible for the limitations in my life. And then the second thing I requested that you write is something I may have known but have not believed may equally be responsible for the limitations in my life. The third thing I want you to write, and then we wrap up with prayer tonight, is something I may have known and believed but have not practiced consistently may be responsible for the limitations in my life. Something I may have known, I may have believed, but have not practiced consistently. The key word is consistently. May also be responsible for the limitations in my life. Something I do not know may be responsible for lack of finances, even though I'm a sincere believer. Something I may not know may be the reason why I seem to be limited always. Limited in career, limited in influence, limited in leadership, limited spiritually, limited in character, limited in impact. Something I do not know. Number two, something I know, I have heard. A man of God has preached it. I have seen it in scripture, but I have not believed. To believe means to be convicted, to know it is true, and to hold it as true.
I may have known it, but have not believed it. It is equally responsible for limitations. And then number three, something I may have known, I may also have believed, but I have not practiced it consistently. The Bible says, now that ye know these things, if ye know these things, it says, happy are you if you do them. It is not only the hearers of the word that profit, but the doers. Faith is not just hearing what God has said. Faith is not just what saying what God has said. It is doing what God has said. Joshua 1 verse 8, the book that reveals the secret to success, says, let this book of the law shall not depart from out of thy mouth. It says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do, observe to do, observe to do. Not just observe to say, observe to do. Then and only then, thou shalt make your way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. So all through this conference, by the privilege of God's grace, myself, alongside every other speaker that will be coming here, I believe that together as a coordinated force, the Lord is going to be granting grace, number one, to expose us to truth. Number two, to strengthen our convictions over the truths that we know. And then number three, to supply grace by the Spirit to take consistent action in the direction of victory. If you are in agreement with me, say amen. All right, please rise up on your feet. One prayer point. Father, grant me the humility to admit the things I do not know, or the things that are incorrect and inaccurate and imbalanced information in my life, no matter how long I have held them. I obtain grace in this conference to be disloyal to anything that is not consistent with the truth of God's word. The Bible says, be careful lest what you call light be darkness. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, the Bible says, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You are going to pray asking the Lord to expose you to truth. Expose me, O God, to the areas of ignorance in my life. Let me not be like Naaman, who was the captain of the Syrian army. The Bible says he was a valiant man, but when it had to do with the issue of health, he remained leprous because there was something he did not know. Thank you, God, for the results you have given me. But I bring before you the areas in my life that are yet to command supernatural results. In this conference, expose me. What may be the limitation? What level of ignorance do I need to conquer? What level of truth do I need to access tonight? I humble myself all through this conference. The Bible says to receive with meekness the engrafted word. It takes meekness and admittance that I can see more, I can rise more. In this kingdom, we rise by revelation. Someone is praying. And then pray that God will strengthen your convictions. It is not enough to know. It is not enough to hear. We must be humble and allow the truths we know to become rooted in us. It says, I know who I have believed, and I am persuaded, on bendedness, that this is the word of God. This is the truth as far as the integrity of the word is. No bending to the left nor the right. Then number three, we are praying at the same time that God will supply grace. We need an empowerment of the Holy Spirit to make progress and to advance. We need an empowerment to do exploits. To do exploits, we must be empowered first with the spirit of faith and then the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Are you still praying? We cry to you, O God. The Bible declares, everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone. Not men of God, not young, not old. Every man that asketh, receiveth. To him that seeketh, he will find. And everyone that knocketh, the door shall be opened. Lord, we ask tonight in prayer. We seek through passion and we knock with desperation. Open up the doors of knowledge. Knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of the truth. The truth concerning spiritual exploits. The truth concerning financial dominion. the truth concerning leadership and influence. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. By the privilege of the grace of God, I speak and I declare over your life that for many of you, beginning from tonight, while you are sleeping, may the Spirit of the Lord come and begin to open to you the mysteries of your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the secrets of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will reveal to them His covenants. I pray for you. Every area of ignorance in your life, every area that has kept you limited, has made men to laugh at you and mock at your God and say, where is the God that you sing about? I declare tonight, may the eyes of your understanding be open. And I pray that all through this conference, let the spirit of unbelief, the spirit of doubt and fear, fear about the word of God, fear about the future, fear about the times, in the name of Jesus, let fear depart from your life. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, the Bible says, but the spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. As you rest tonight, be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will wake up with revelations. You will wake up with confidence. You will wake up with power. You will wake up with a desperation to learn, to receive, and to rise. May you go from glory to glory to glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.